AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Critics call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill forbidding instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
DeSantis has said it should be parents and not teachers who are addressing subjects of sexual orientation and gender identity with their kids. Critics say the bill is vaguely worded. The UN's Alex Munt says the number of refugees leaving Ukraine has tailed off.
In conflicts, you always see ebbs and flows of the numbers. So certainly we've had a big wave, and that seems to have leveled off. But I don't think any of us are resting comfortably saying we're at the end of this.
Ukraine's president says his country is prepared to declare neutrality and consider compromise to secure peace with Russia. The Pentagon is sending 6 Navy aircraft that specialize in electronic warfare and about 240 Navy personnel to Eastern Europe. The House panel investigating the Capitol riot scored a major win in order to see emails from a Trump advisor. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
A federal judge here in Washington has ordered the release of more than 100 emails from John Eastman, the lawyer who was consulting with Trump as the then president tried to overturn the 2020 election results. Judge David Carter says it is more likely than not that Trump committed crimes as he tried to stop the election certification by obstructing Congress the day of the riot. The panel's push for Eastman's emails is its most formal effort yet to link Trump to a federal crime. Lawmakers cannot bring criminal charges. They can only make a referral to the Justice Department, which has not indicated it's considering charging Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. This is AP News. Smokers may not find smokes anymore at Walmart.
Even though tobacco sales can be a significant source of revenue, Walmart will no longer sell cigarettes in some of its stores. The Wall Street Journal was the first to report the development, noting that some stores in California, Florida, Arkansas, and New Mexico were on the list. Walmart may not be the first national retail chain to cut off cigarette sales. It is the largest. Target ended cigarette sales in 1996, and the drugstore chain CVS Health did the same in 2014. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russia's leading independent newspaper, Novaya Gazeta, suspended operations after pressure from Russian authorities, a move that comes less than 6 months after its editor won the Nobel Peace Prize for his paper's courageous reporting under difficult circumstances. The newspaper was the last major independent media outlet critical of President Vladimir Putin's government after others either shut their doors or had their websites blocked. Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with political currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM. Because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with political currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.